You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At an international climate summit in Germany, experts urge the world to transition towards plant-based diets. IPCC research has been showing that an uptake in such plant-based diets has the potential to massively reduce carbon emissions and could be one of the major lifestyle changes necessary to combat climate change. I spoke to Claire Inslee, spokesperson for the Vegan Society of Aotearoa, about the impact of our diets on climate change and how it might be possible to reduce emissions by having more people transition to plant-based. I first asked how our diets affect climate change and what a sustainable diet might need to look like to her.
Well, we'd say a plant-based diet would be ideal and would be ideally sustainable because plants take in carbon dioxide and they breathe out oxygen. And that's something that we need much more of on the planet at the moment. You may have heard of 350.org. So 350 refers to the parts per million of carbon dioxide that is considered to be sustainable for the planet. And we are now at 415 ppm. So we've way blown past 350. It looks like a dream, right? And that wasn't that long ago that we actually had 350. So unfortunately, rather than lowering our emissions, we have actually been increasing them as a global community, which is obviously not good. So the main problem with animal agriculture is a large driver of climate change for a whole bunch of reasons, one of which is the animals themselves breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. They also breathe out methane, and methane is a very, very powerful greenhouse gas, much stronger than carbon dioxide. It is short-lasting, though, so the good news is that if we were to act very quickly and remove those ruminant animals that we have bred into existence just so that we can eat them, we would rapidly reduce the greenhouse warming due to methane. Which would be ideal. And then we'd only have the carbon dioxide to deal with, which is already becoming a problem. You know, just look around at the much more flooding events. We've got much more big storms, far worse storms than there ever used to be. And that's a trend that will unfortunately continue to grow for some time because we have locked in all of that change through our previous uses of fossil fuels, etc. So the quicker we can act to reduce that, the better. So yes, I would say 100% plant-based diet is the way forward.
You've mentioned these big industry sort of fat meat and dairy industry contributing towards climate change. How much of an impact does an individual person's diet have on the emissions of like the whole country?
An individual person on its own, not very much, but that's the thing. We've got 8 billion individual persons all doing that. That adds up to a huge amount. Okay, so yeah, you know, we've really got to get essentially the whole planet on board. Otherwise, you know, we're just going to rely on individual choice. And unfortunately, we're not making those choices quickly enough.
So you've said that a plant-based diet is the most sustainable and the ideal diet. Is this something that is necessary for all people to transition to, or would you also advocate for some people who aren't willing to go fully plant-based to be maybe flexitarian or vegetarian or some variant?
I can't dictate that everybody goes vegan. I would say, here are the facts. These are the things that you need to know. You know, the more people eating a fully plant-based diet, quicker, the better. You know, as I said, we've already locked in a certain amount of climate change and we can't do anything about that. We need to rapidly reduce our current emissions, and the best way to do that is to get rid of meat and dairy, essentially.
A topic on many people's minds now is the cost of living. Can someone have a sustainable plant-based diet without needing to massively increase their grocery expenses?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, you can buy expensive vegan meats and vegan cheeses and all of that, but you can also buy very cheap pulses, rice, lentils, these kinds of things are really very cheap. Even in New Zealand, where, quite frankly, our fruit and veg prices are horrifically high. for no good reason that I can see. But anyway, you know, moving towards those cheaper items would definitely help. You can grow your own veggies very easily. You don't need very much space. You can just start off with some herbs on your windowsill if you're not sure how to begin. And just, you know, you can grow potatoes in a container. You know, there's things that you can do with very little space. And I would advocate that everyone grow at least some of their own food if they can at all possibly do so.
Do you see New Zealanders becoming more aware of veganism now or more amenable to it? Do you believe that this is something that is, you know, really in the public consciousness now?
Absolutely. There was a report out last week how the, New Zealand's actually fourth in the world for searches on veganism, which is awesome. A few years ago, we were fifth in the world, so we've actually climbed up another notch, which is really heartening to hear. And it's great that more Kiwis are taking a responsible attitude towards what they eat.
Obviously, New Zealand is seen and sort of sees itself as a kind of meat and dairy culture. Do you believe that it's becoming easier to be vegetarian or even vegan and plant-based?
Absolutely it is. I mean, I became vegan back in the year 2000. I originally tried to go vegan back in 1985, and then it was really difficult. You know, there was no specialized vegan products. There was one brand of soya milk, and quite frankly, it tasted horrible. I ended up using orange juice on my cereal instead of soy milk. It was that bad. And I gave up. I gave up after a month because it was literally just too hard. These days, we don't have that excuse. These days, if you don't like soy milk, try almond. Don't like almond, try rice. Don't like rice milk, try hazelnut. There's many different plant milks out there, and more coming onto the market every day. So it's really getting easier and easier to go vegan. There's so many more resources out there. There's so many more products in the supermarket. They're really easily labeled. Supermarkets are making special shelf space for them, especially in the chiller items. So yeah, absolutely. It's just getting easier and easier.
What would you say is the single biggest consideration, assuming people were only able to change maybe one part of their diet or they were only able to pick up one habit? Would you say maybe this is sort of going one day meat free, or is this, you know, changing just a small portion of your diet?
And as I said, the more vegan meals eaten, the quicker we can return to a carbon neutral planet. So do whatever you can, whatever feels comfortable for you. Because what we don't want is people going all out vegan and then going, oh no, and I've got to eat steak again, you know. So we want lasting change here. So you may find that after maybe 2 days of a week of not having meat that actually you don't notice, you don't particularly miss the meat in those 2 days that you're not having it. And so maybe then increase to 3 days, you know, see how it goes. But yeah, ultimately, we do actually need everybody to become more plant-based. And the younger generation are picking that up much quicker because obviously you guys are the ones that are going to have to live with the future. You know, with a lot of us older people like myself, with, you know, it's not that we are going to be dead before it happens because we will see it too, but we'll be seeing it at the end of our lives. Whereas, you know, people of student ages, you know, you're going to be living with it in your 30s, and it'll be a very, very different planet from how it was when I was in my 30s. And I really feel for the future generations, basically.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.